We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. I'm Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Cats. On the other side is Stan Weber, 33 years broadcasting K-State sports as color analyst. Most of that football, but a lot of basketball. And Stan, we're going to talk football in just a moment, but basketball is right around the corner. Preseason starts a week from Friday for the Wildcats. Fans, as they come in for the TCU game this weekend, will have a chance to watch an open scrimmage. We're excited about that. But how about this? K-State, with losing Dean Wade, Barry Brown, and Kamau Stokes, not a lot of people are expecting a whole lot of this bunch, but I know you and I think our expectations are a lot higher for this team as we get started on a new season.
Yeah, I can't wait to get going on Saturday for so many reasons, right? We've had another off week in football, so it's time to get back into Manhattan and watch the Cats play. But to get the bonus coverage of seeing the basketball team, and it's not the opening practice. It's not going to be as sloppy as you might see in an opening practice. They've been practicing already, Wyatt. So to see them scrimmage, they're within a week of playing exhibition games. As you know, a week from Friday, we're going to be on the air and doing some K-State basketball in the exhibition style. And, yeah, I'm very excited about it because I think one key thing that you've got to factor in with athletes, especially college kids, is the confidence factor and the understanding of knowing how to win, having expectations of winning, having confirmation of what a winning practice looks like. All those things are important because I think there are a lot of athletes around that have the capability of achieving better results, but they don't really know when they have a good practice what that means. I mean, the coach said, let's try hard today. Well, everyone tries hard today. The teams that don't win many games are trying hard. But to know what you got to do and what work you have to have and what is effective to making winning plays and winning workouts, I think is so critical. It's a clear focus. Today's practice, what do we need to get done? Well, this group of players, you don't have the Dean Wades of the world, but the fact is they've worked through practice last year and found a way to be a Big 12 champion, tying Texas Tech. So I just think the knowledge base for the Cartier Jadas of the world and Xavier Sneed, knowing what they need to do and having the confidence that they can do it. And guess what? They are a year older, and they want to be a year better. So they want to fill in a lot of the gaps. And the most exciting thing for me when new seasons unfold, Wyatt, is to see how the veterans, the guys who are starters, how they've improved, how they've upped their game. We always want to hear about the excitement of recruits, recruiting, and the hope of the new guy. I'm most excited about the guys we've seen, the Mike McGurls. How much better is Mike McGurl this year than last year? That's what I think defines how good a team is, more than what new blood will do to the ball club.
Well, let's switch back to football. After an off week, the Wildcats return to action. It's Harley Day with TCU coming to town. It is a 1:30 start this weekend at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which means we hit the air 2 hours prior to that at 11:30 a.m. I'm assuming that you, like me, watched a boatload of football on the weekend off last weekend, and I guess I'll ask you about that weekend to start with. I was most intrigued by Oklahoma and Texas. That was a pretty good football game, but for the most part, I think Oklahoma's running attack was the real difference in that game.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts' ability to scramble and make yardage just cut the heart out of Texas. And we know Sam Ellinger normally does that from the Longhorns' perspective, but they got sacked, had a ton of tackles for losses, and they just had trouble getting out of the backfield. But Oklahoma, it seemed like they could run the ball, had balance in their offense, and when they needed, they had quarterback scrambles as well. And then CeeDee Lamb is just a dominant wide receiver out there. So Oklahoma looked like the better team, but it was fun. It was great to watch and sit back and start the day off with an 11 o'clock kickoff with a Big 12 game. Just a ton of fun. And then the unpredictability is still there in college football. We talk about the powerhouses, Alabama and Clemson, and oh gosh, it's the same teams every year, Ohio State. You know the routine, Wyatt, but it was amazing to watch South Carolina go into Georgia and win that ball game. To win a double overtime game and beat Georgia and really have an effect on the national scene was a lot of fun as well, and just tons of football. It's covered so awesomely now that you can pick any quadrant of the day from 11 o'clock in the morning to after midnight Central Time, mm-hmm. and sit down and watch some good games. And it was available to us, but boy, it made me miss not seeing the K-State Wildcats out there on the field. That was the main message for the day last Saturday.
Well, the Cats will be back after the week off, and during his press conference on Tuesday, Coach Klieman, to his word, talked about K-State working a lot on K-State first and TCU secondarily. I think we were pretty much expecting that, were we not?
Yeah, absolutely, especially since it's a second off week so quickly. You know, out of 4 weeks, we've had two off weeks. So it allows them to have a little bit more physicality with the starters, and then they want to see the competition level get used to playing at the highest level. So if you're an offensive tackle, if you got to go against the starting defensive end rather than the backup or the third or fourth string, it makes a little bit of a difference. You can't do it too much because you don't want to get your guys hurt, and they do need to focus in on their opponent that they're playing, not just trying to get better against each other. But this week off is a little bit like spring ball, where you can start saying, okay, how good are you as an offensive tackle? Can you really block the defensive lineman that's a starter in the Big 12 and vice versa, and learn about the speed of the game and get used to playing it? Because winning and losing is such a fine line right now. We're looking at Baylor ball club that's undefeated, Wyatt, and all they've done is taking care of business in close games, in close situations. When they need to make a play, they've been able to make it, and that's why they're undefeated. And another team who's not much different than them could be 3-3 right now. So you got to get used to the speed and have some success playing at the fast level. And to do that, you replicate that in practice a little bit more. K-State on K-State, best on best, whatever you want to say. And now, by the time we get this podcast going, K-State's back to the normal routine, which is what they're looking forward to, the grind. The grind of football is something that's makes the players feel more natural. I know Coach Klieman's spoken about that. You know, when you win or lose on Saturday, you got to deal with the ramifications on Sunday and get back to work. That's the rhythm you want. When you're sore, you got to go to the ice tub and start getting back for the next week. And K-State hasn't had that here in the early season with a couple of quick buys. Not now, Wyatt. It's seven straight weeks of a specific opponent to get prepared for. And that rhythm, I think, is what K-State's really looking forward to.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm so looking forward to the broadcast and the game on Saturday, but let's talk a little bit about TCU here now and give the fans a little bit of a preview before we hit the air at 11:30 Saturday morning. probably nobody in the country knows Gary Patterson any better than you do. He was at K-State. You, as a player, everybody knows he's, you know, Larned High School guy, Roselle, what, you know, all of that area. What a terrific! I can't believe he's been there 19 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, because I remember him as a college student, and then I remember him as a GA at Utah State, and then an assistant at TCU. So he's been at TCU even longer than 20 years because he went down there with Dennis Franchione. He's very convicted in what he does. He's a defensive guru, one of the few guys in the country who say, I know I'm the head coach, but I'm also going to be the defensive coordinator.
Yep.
I'm going to call the defensive plays, and he will not change. He has a an interesting setup, Wyatt. He loves his life right now. He likes Fort Worth. He likes having the status he does. But the ability for him to live in a house that's walking distance from the football facility allows him to go home, and he has such a cool setup there, Wyatt. He has like a new coaching office in his home. So he'll leave at the football stadium and allow his coaches to understand, hey, the head coach isn't going to stay here all night. It's okay for you to go home and see your family. But he walks a few minutes, gets down, and gets back to studying football. And he can get away from everyone because head coaches are pulled in a lot of different directions as administrators and leaders of the football program. The CEO-type role and the time with the media takes a lot of your time. So it's hard to get down and get what they love, the football, right? And the responsibility he has as a defensive coordinator. So one of the tricks of the trade he does that's different than almost anybody in the country is he leaves the office, goes to his house where he can get away from everyone, and then studies for his defense to get ready for the next game. He does it at home with a setup that's as good as the office. So he really enjoys where he lives now. He's got a great place and how it allows him to study football. And you know what that means with him? Solid defense. If you want to talk about TCU, you just start with the words solid defense. When we brought you the presentation of K-State TCU last year, a couple of things would change dramatically. One, TCU's defense is totally different this year, Wyatt, but they don't play much differently. You know, they don't look that much different. But there were a ton of seniors that graduated from last year. It's one of the real stories for TCU coming into this season. Not only were the starters seniors, as I go through my notes and get ready, Wyatt, I know you noticed how many even of the backups were seniors last year. So
Truly. We
got a whole new defense, but guess what? They look like TCU defense. And then obviously the other one is probably one of the best games offensively that Alex Delton ever had was when he wore the K-State Wildcats silver helmet and played at TCU last year. And now Alex Delton's playing for TCU coming here to play against K-State. So things look different, but the TCU team still reminds you of so much of what Gary Patterson's teams look like. That's what he wants. 19 years, he wants them to look just like TCU year after year. And they do, starting with a very solid defense in that 4-2-5 traditional nickel defense that he's been running, Wyatt, for 15 years. I know a lot of people play nickel now, mm-hmm. but he's been doing this forever, having smaller, faster guys on the field.
Stan, is it accurate to say that defensively they may not have a difference-making defensive lineman like they normally have, or is that short-sighting them too much?
No, I think that it's probably more true than not, but I'm very impressed with the solidness of the group. Now, we came off a Baylor game, Wyatt, where you had a nose guard and a defensive lineman, defensive end, and a three-man front, right? Two of the three. James Lynch is, I was looking at something today where they named the halfway through the season All-American team, and he was James Lynch, a defensive tackle, end, whatever you want to call it, in three-man front. Was first-team All-American.
Wow.
And the nose guard, he was second-team All-American. And we don't have to argue with those voters, okay?
Yeah, that's Bravion Roy, by the way, and he's really good too.
Yeah. And it's like you just need to say Bravion to get the wideness of his body. You need to stretch it out there. Anyway, those guys made such plays. You know, one of the big stories, Wyatt, in K-State not getting the ball moving as well as they'd like, especially when it got across the 50-yard line against Baylor, was the fact that those two guys blew up some plays that were blocked well otherwise. If that makes sense. That it looked like K-State had things that could be done, but they had such a dominant front wall that those guys would slide off their block, go down the line of scrimmage, and squeeze a play and make it look like there was no chance for K-State. So when you ask the question, you know, what about the front for TCU? It's a very relevant question of, do they have guys that are just going to break away and dominate the inside and not let K-State get that first yard? You can't gain seven if you don't get that first yard. Well, and with TCU, I think they're good, they're solid, but they don't have the two guys that Baylor had up front. Obviously, they've had a lot of graduation, but they do have, you know, it's worth noting that Ross Blacklock is a defensive tackle that didn't play last year, Wyatt, and he's a guy who's been a starter before. They're very glad to have him back. Shamik Blackshear at the defensive end. Remember, he's a grad transfer from South Carolina. So it's not as if we're saying they have a bad defensive front.
Correct.
But they may not have all-American types, which Baylor had in two of their three guys up there.
Okay, just a quick thought on the offense for TCU. We know about Darius Anderson. We know about Jalen Reagor. We know about Shewo Olanolua. You mentioned Alex Delton. He'll get a series here and there for sure, if not more. But I guess I would ask you about Max Duggan. You were a quarterback at this level. What are the issues for a young guy? And this is a true freshman from Iowa playing for TCU. It looks to me like he can make all the throws. He's going to be a really good player. But as you might expect, there are some ups and downs. But you've studied him close. What do you think of this kid and what he's doing?
Well, one of the big things is when you're brand new to it, Wyatt, is what are some of the angles that you see? You have route trees, or you got a guy running a route and you got defenders in a certain coverage. But once you put the ball up, everyone just starts breaking on the ball, right? And
right.
I think it's the hardest thing to project in college is a look that might in your brain say, oh, that's open. I can put a little air under the ball, might end up being an interception. So then you start, you know, if that happens in practice, you say, okay, well, I'm not going to put air under the ball. I'm going to fire that thing. Well, then when you fire it, you can't get it all the way there with the trajectory you like, or it's hard to catch. And how do you find that balance? Because you watch Patrick Mahomes, for instance, you know, he's the superstar NFL MVP. You notice how many times the ball just drops in softly and beautifully to the receiver. And it's just amazing that he knows how much air he can put under and how much more catchable he can make the throw. For a young kid, it's hard to figure that out. So sometimes you throw an incompletion when you shouldn't have. So what's your mentality if you're the quarterback, Max Duggan, right now? It's probably don't make mistakes. White, he has no interceptions this year. He relies on the running game. TCU has great time of possession, 35 minutes a game. They run the ball way more than they pass the ball. So what they're doing is asking Max to not make mistakes, hit a few passes here or there, get the ball to the playmakers, and we'll be fine. So his development really is being slowly developed and trying to keep him out of trouble. What you can do and cause trouble is if you can stop the run, Wyatt, and I think that's a big key for K-State, if you can stop the run and make it third and long, then there's a little bit of craziness in the pocket. You can bring blitzes, and then the quarterback has to feel around the pocket. How do you get your feet underneath you? And you got to be very careful when you're back there that you don't get off balance and you're trying to make a throw off balance. That's what could lead to an interception. So K-State needs to stop the run and then put him in a little peril on third down and see if you can take away from his accuracy. You may not be able to intercept him because I think right now what he's doing, Wyatt, is throwing the ball to safe places. I think he would rather throw an incompletion and know, let's say on an out route at 12 yards, that he pulls the ball toward the sideline a little bit too far. I think he knows that, hey, that might go out of bounds and not have a chance to catch it, but that's better than me throwing the ball back toward the middle a little bit and maybe getting intercepted. I think they've taught him, let the defense win the game. Let our running game win the game, and you'll make a play here or there. And right now, he's done that. Duggan's done fine, but the stress of playing it safe and learning slowly is a part of his being, and I think that's where K-State has a chance. If they can play good enough in every other aspect of the game to put pressure on Max Duggan on the road, it's hard for a freshman to step up who's not throwing the ball down after down to step up and go win the game. They're going to try to have him manage the game, and K-State's got to force him to win the game.
We remind you the Wildcat Weekly podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices. They always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics.
and by Kansas Land Tire. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Got to ask you about a couple of other games in the Big 12. Specifically to close here, we've got West Virginia at Oklahoma. You've got Kansas at Texas. In the middle of the day, the two I want to ask you about are Iowa State at Tech, and then we'll start with Baylor at OSU. Baylor, we mentioned them earlier. They're playing great, but they had a tough break in that game last week at home against Texas Tech. They lost their middle linebacker for the year with a knee injury. What's the effect of that? Can Baylor win in Stillwater?
It's a big effect. I really like Baylor's defense from top to bottom. Clay Johnston's the enforcer.
Huge.
In the middle. You remember how hard he hit my son Landry on the crossing route?
Yes,
it's
I
a
do.
Great indication of how he plays all game, right? I mean, the guy, you think you might catch a pass over the middle, and before you know it, your body's flying the other direction. He just didn't make mistakes. He cleaned up everything. He has a great front wall in front of him. But, yeah, losing your leader in the middle linebacker, I think, does have an effect. And they're going against an opponent that you give Chuba Hubbard a gap, Wyatt, and he is not going to just take 7 yards. He is likely to go 30, 40, or 80 yards. So it is going to be a heck of a matchup. Baylor's defense is fast, but this is a factor. I talked about Baylor. What are they? A team that knows how to win. I'm impressed with their middle linebacker, impressed with their quarterback making winning plays. They're fast. They're aggressive. They do a lot of things well. I like Baylor's team. They're hard to beat. But I think this is a dangerous game, and I think there's a slight advantage for Oklahoma State because the Cowboys, a lot like Gary Patterson's team, okay, I think Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State and Gary Patterson at TCU have something very much in common. Wyatt, they're very comfortable in their skins. They've had poor years.
Mm-hmm.
They've had great years. They accept the ups and downs of football better than most coaches. They don't get caught up in what the fans think or what the players' reaction is. They just come the next week and say, yeah, we didn't play our best game last week, but why shouldn't we play well this week? So I think Oklahoma State has a great tendency here to bounce back and play at a higher level at home. And Baylor's really playing on a thread. Like I've said, they've played a lot of close games, and they found ways to win close games. And that shouldn't – odds are that shouldn't happen week after week after week. So I think it's about time that things don't go Baylor's way. Because they lost their middle linebacker, I think that may be enough of a difference maker – with Chuba Hubbard, and I think OSU is a team to be respected at home. So I give OSU a slight advantage in this game.
And then Iowa State at Tech, I think you could make an argument either way in this one, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, it is so interesting because we've spoken about this a lot. Where the thing about being an Iowa State Cyclone right now is you have no room for error. You know, no one cares you're on the road at West Virginia last week. You got to win. You're Iowa State, and you're supposed to have separated from the West Virginias of the world. Well, that's not easy to do. And it took Iowa State a while to do it last week, but maybe that was a confidence booster. Maybe they're a little bit over the hump and focused. Brock Purdy seems to have found a nice rhythm with the team. And then they got a running back, a freshman from Wichita, Northwest High School, I believe, which is really close to where I grew up, where I went to Goddard High School. Northwest was closer to my house than my Goddard High School was. It's just by school district. I drove away from town. So that freshman running back could make a big difference for Iowa State as well. This is is Texas Tech for real? We got to figure out. I was very impressed with what they did against Oklahoma State, and I was very impressed with what they did against Baylor, but they lost to Baylor. And if you lose this game, Wyatt, suddenly you've lost two in a row, you've lost at home, and a lot of your momentum can seep out of the program. So they're one of those teams in the middle. Super cool game. I mean, this is – you need to just – turn the TV on, because if Iowa State wins, you'll leave the game going, yeah, they're just a more veteran team. Their coaching staff is into their third year or so. You know, they're not a first-year staff. They have their stuff together. They're mentally tough. And you'll just go, that's Iowa State. But if Texas Tech wins, suddenly you go, wow, they got some athletes. And they're still throwing the ball well. And their defense mm-hmm. is getting better. And they just beat Iowa State at home. I mean, watch out. So This game could really be a dangerous game again for Iowa State, but all I know is, as a neutral fan, fun to watch because a lot of upside for Texas Tech, not a lot of downside. And on Iowa State's, it's just the opposite. A ton of downside, but very little upside. If they go win this game, everyone's going to say, yeah, whatever. So you beat Texas Tech. But if they lose, Wyatt, what are Iowa State's players, administration, fans, what are they going to think sitting at 4-3 at this point in the year and 2-2 in the conference with a loss against Texas Tech and Baylor? They're not going to feel good about that. So this game is a high-risk game for Iowa State. Ton of pressure on their players.
So looking forward to the weekend, Kansas State is 3-2, TCU is 3-2. Game time 1:35 on Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll have coverage starting at 11:30. That'll do it for this week's Wildcat Weekly podcast, presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.